Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Welcome to our show. Glad to have you with us. My name is Bob Scrivano, your host here for 20 years on KFBK, doing what I do here every Sunday, every week in my office, every Wednesday at my live podcast, every other week at one of my upcoming workshops. I'll talk more about those in a minute. They're almost full. I think we're down to the last four or five seats. Just glad to have you with us. Glad you're all here. Every week I'm just kind of amazed that I'm still able to do this, and that people are still listening to this show, and people are still acting, and people are still coming to my workshops. And I'm just so thrilled to have you all here. And I'm glad you're here. Couple things we have to get out of the way, and then we'll get to the root of the root of the matter here today. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one who knows what they're doing. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license, registered and the bond recorded in Sacramento County, California, which allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I am not securities licensed. I don't want to be. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is my opinion only. What else? I guess that's enough for now. Glad to have you with us. Remember, a couple ways you can contact me. By calling my office, which is 800, even if it's in Sacramento, you call the 800 number. 800-999-8007. 999-8007. 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. That's assets, A-S-S, pardon me, E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G.com, assetsandaging.com. If you go to my website, it's a great website, by the way, you will find lots of information. You will find my archived radio shows, my archived podcasts, my information on upcoming workshops, some of my appearances on TV and other places, some videos, lots of information. You can contact me. There's a place there where you can send me an email. You can sign up for one of my upcoming workshops. There's just lots of information available on the issues of aging. And that's what this show is about. And today, I want to talk a little bit, and I will probably repeat this half of the show in the second half of the show, because I think it's important. And sometimes people don't hear the whole show. And sometimes I want them to hear what I talk about at the beginning, and unless people go back to the archives and listen to it. So I'm probably going to repeat the first half of this show again in the second half for people who are, get up a little earlier or a little later and don't catch it all. I want to talk a little bit today about what it costs. What does it cost for care? I want to give you a couple statistics first. Let me find them. It's 52% of people who go into a nursing home never come home. There's this kind of myth, because remember, a lot of people who are going into nursing homes are going in for rehab. So they're going in for 10, 20 days, they're rehabbing, and they're coming home. But almost all of the long-term care residents, which are most of the people in a nursing home, never are going to return home. They're never going to return home. It's as simple as that. More than half are never coming home. And again, of the long-term residents, that's probably 90%. 8% get adequate care in a nursing home. 92%, according to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, gets substandard care. 68% are on Medi-Cal, and 24% are spending over $100,000 a year for nothing because they don't have to. So let's talk about cost, and let's talk about the reality of long-term care. CMS put out, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, put out a big fact sheet this week about nursing homes and ratios and all, and I'm not going to bore you with all that kind of stuff because it's in the weeds, and I don't want to go in the weeds. Because they're never mind. Let's talk about cost. What does it cost for long-term care? And remember, the progression of long-term care does not reverse itself. So we go from healthy to mildly unhealthy to moderately unhealthy to unhealthy. We don't go the other way. We don't go from unhealthy to moderately. Very few people go that direction. Our progression is a downward turn. So when that begins to happen to us, when we need care, how do we pay for it? Where does the money come from? What's the true cost? Well, I want you to listen to this, and I want you to ingrain it in your head. I've been talking about it for 20 years on the radio, and the only thing that's changed is the amounts. The amounts have changed. When I first started doing this 30 years ago, a nursing home was $1,200 to $1,500 a month. It's now $10,000 a month. The math is easy. If you're 60 years old today and you're saying to yourself, Bob, I don't care about any of this baloney. I'm not going into a nursing home for another 20 years. Well, if it's $10,000 a month today, how much is it going to be 20 years from now when you go in? But you figure it out. Yeah, I mean, you do the math. Take your computer and run in 4% inflation or 3% inflation over 20 years, and you're going to come up with an astronomical number. So if nursing homes are $100,000 a year today, how much are they going to be when you go in? You're worried about your grandma, your mom, who's 85 years old. You're 60. You're not even thinking about yourself. You're thinking about your 85-year-old mom. What happens when your children are thinking about their 85-year-old father 20 years from now? The costs are going to be staggering. And as we live longer, the chances of us living longer, needing care, increase exponentially. It's not a straight line increase because we're going to spend the last years of our life older and more frail. Our younger years, when we're fit and able to take, those don't come back. What gets added on to life expectancy are older, frail years. So life expectancy goes from 75 to 77. Are those last 2 years likely to be better or worse? Life expectancy goes from 77 to 80. Are those last 3 years likely to be better or worse in life expectancy? So when we look at the true cost of care, it's staggering. What other kinds of care are there? Well, there's assisted living or boarding care. Assisted living now is running $6,000 a month, $70,000 a year. Memory care is running $6,000 to $8,000 a month, or up to $100,000 a year for memory care. I had a client who was in memory care, and the last several months of her life, memory care was $12,000 a month. Do the math. Now, that's what it is today. What's it going to be 20 years from now, 15 years from now, 10 years from now. And then let's look at the last one, which is home care. And I want to separate staying at home from being independent. There are two different things going on here. You can be at home and not be independent. You can be in assisted living and be independent. They're not the same term. So if mom stays home and needs round-the-clock care, it's $12,000 to $14,000 a month. Not a year, folks. Not a quarter. A month. It is not hard to spend $120,000 to $180,000 a year paying for in-home care. If you don't believe me, call an agency and ask them how much to take care of grandma round the clock, 24 hours a day, every month. And that's the cost today. If you're 60, 65 years old, what's the cost going to be down the road somewhere? Those are the actual costs of care. Well, Bob, I'm not going to need round-the-clock care to begin with at home. I'm only going to need somebody, you know, 20, 30 hours a week. Okay, 20 hours a week times $30 an hour is $600 a week times four is $2,400 a month just for 20 hours a week. That's what? Divided by seven is less than 3 hours a day. It's expensive. Care is expensive. I want you to let that sink into your head. The purpose of this show is hopefully to shake you up a little bit, to get you off your rear end and start thinking about this. Now, the reality is that's the retail price. What if you didn't have to pay the retail price? What if you could get long-term care at a reduced cost? What if you could get long-term care and get Medi-Cal to help, or the VA to help, or in-home support services to help, or whatever to help? Would that be better, especially as costs rise? Do you know how to access those benefits? And here's the reality. Most of you don't. I had somebody call me this week who has a spouse who is clearly demented. And that spouse has gone to physically harming the well spouse. Now, how long do you think that can go on? Now, somebody told them they should go apply for Medi-Cal, so they did. And they spent 3 months trying to get Medi-Cal. And Medi-Cal came back and denied them Medi-Cal because they had too much income and gave them 100% share of cost and denied them Medi-Cal for in-home care. They applied for the wrong program, folks. And so they were denied. So 3 months later, 4 months later, I'm getting a phone call saying, can you help us in any way? Yeah, I can help you, but we're starting all over again. And in the meantime, we've put one spouse at risk. So, when do you take care of this? I don't know. I do know this. I have the answers. My job is to protect money for you, not your kids. I'm not interested in inheritances to the kids. I'm not interested in any of that. Somebody called me today and said, well, can we just sell the house? Can we just sell mom's house and we'll divide the money up among the kids and then we'll take care of mom? Why wouldn't you just want to use the money you already have to take care of mom? Why would we give it to the kids first? It was clearly somebody interested in getting money before the parent died. I politely declined to help them. I can protect money for your care. I don't care about the heirs. I don't care how much money you leave to the heirs. If there's anything left over, then great. What I'm interested in doing is making sure that that money is there for you when you need care. Do you know how to do that? Do you know what's required to do that? Do you know what benefits are available and how to access them to do that? Do you know how to make sure you keep what you have to take care of you? I talk to people all the time about ascribing a long-term care benefit to everything they have. And they say, well, I don't know what that means. Well, your money, if you're paying $10,000 a month for care, or five, or whatever it is, and you have $150,000 in the bank, that has a long-term care value. At $10,000 a month, that money in the bank will provide care for you for how long? 15 months. At $5,000 a month, 30 months. So 2.5 years. And then what happens? The money's gone. And the other thing people don't think about is when dad dies, and dad's going to die more often than mom, when dad dies, what happens to mom's income? Mom's income went down. So we're going to go through the money faster because mom's income is lower. The other thing I tell people is your house has a long-term care value. Well, I don't understand. I'm going to live in my house until I die. Maybe, maybe not. So if you have a $300,000 house, you have to look at the house and say, how would that help take care of me? And will I know how to tap the value in that house so that I can be taken care of? Maybe even at home, but maybe in assisted living, maybe in independent living, maybe whatever. I know how to do that. I said 24% of the people in nursing homes, maybe more, could be as high as 30%. Are paying over $100,000 a year out of their own pocket to stay there. Most people in assisted living are paying $50,000 to $100,000 a year to stay there out of their own pockets. How long will that last? How long will it last? Answer the question. One of the things I do when, and everybody laughs at me when they come to my workshops, is I give them 5 questions to answer. And one of the questions is, tell me when you're going to need care. And everybody laughs and says, well, I don't know when I'm going to need care. And I say, that's the whole point. You don't know. It could be today, could be tomorrow, could be a week from now, could be 2 years from now, 3 years from now, maybe never. You can put off planning for all this if you can tell me the day that you're going to need care. The day that your brain's going to quit working, the day you're going to have a stroke, the day you're going to fall down and break both hips, the day you're going to, whatever it is, have a heart attack, the day you're going to develop a Lewy body disorder, the day you're going to develop ALS, the day you're going to develop Parkinson's, the day you're going to develop, I don't know. If you know that day, then come see me the day before. For those of you who are now saying, well, Bob, that's never going to happen to me. You're just not very smart. Well, you're being very harsh. Yes, I am. Because everybody in a nursing home, everybody in assisted living, everybody receiving home care at some point in their life said, it'll never happen to me. And guess what? It did. There are 110,000 people in nursing homes in California. At some point in their life, they all said, I'll never be in a nursing home. All of them, at some point in their life, said, that will never happen to me. There are 2 million to 2.5 million seniors in California receiving some form of care. All of them said at some point, that will never happen to me. So the choice is yours. The choice is always yours. You can make a difference today. You can make sure that what you have is protected, not for your heirs. That's good too. We don't want any probate and all that stuff. And we want it to go to little Johnny and Janie when we're dead. But first of all, we want to make sure that that money is protected and available for your care. That can be done today before you need it. One of the best places to start is to get to one of my workshops. I have three left this year. I'm taking reservations now for two of them, on November the 3rd and November the 17th. Those are both Saturdays at my office. They're free. They're very limited in size because my conference room only holds a small number of people. They're both at least half filled today. And I expect them, like every other workshop I do, to fill up. Yeah, I know it's the holiday and you got to go get a turkey. And you got to go get that special tie that Dad always wanted. I know. But this, on a scale of whatever, is a lot more important than getting Dad a new tie or Grandma a new sweater. Those are all good. I want you to do those. Let's go out and spend and make it a Merry Christmas for everybody. But somewhere in there, agree to come and spend an hour with me at one of my workshops so that you cannot be another statistic of the people that lost everything paying for long-term care because they believed somehow they were going to escape reality. You can do that. You can sign up for my workshops, again, on November the 3rd at 10:30 and November the 14th at 10:30. You can do that by calling my 800 number, 800-999-8007. A better way to do it, is go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, aging, A-G-I-N-G, .com. Assetsandaging.com. And if you scroll down, you'll see the sign-up page or the sign-up places for both of those workshops. And you can sign up online, and I will send you a return email tickets to you confirming your reservations. You have to have reservations to get in. There are no walk-ins or walk-ups allowed. None, zero, nada. And it's a workshop, not a seminar. I'm going to put you to work. I'm going to make you think. I'm going to make you listen to a call to action. I'm going to walk you through the process so that you can know for a certainty that whatever you have, however little or however much, is going to be available to you for your care when you need care. Or you can depend on your family. Maybe your family's loaded and they're going to pay for your care. God bless you. I hope that's true. Children, you need to get involved in this. Families need to come together. Mom and dad need to bring the kids. Kids, you need to bring mom and dad. They need to hear this because you're the ones that are going to be making these decisions. You're the ones going to be dealing with the finance. You're the ones that are going to be dealing with what place mom spends the rest of her life in. This is real stuff, folks. And again, I'm going to repeat this segment of the show in the second half hour because I think it's important, and I want this to be a call to action, not just more information that everybody goes, oh, that's really interesting. Last time I checked, none of us gets out of life alive. And before we die, a lot of us are going to spend a long time needing care. You all know somebody who spent the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years of their life needing care. You all know that person. All of us know that person. Take the time during the break to go call me or email me and get into one of the workshops, or if you're dealing with an emergency, get into my office now. The workshop is free. The consultation is currently free. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or better, go to my website, Assets and Aging, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Make sure that you have protected whatever you have, so that it's available to provide care for you when you can't care for yourself anymore, when you need help at home, help in assisted living, or a nursing home. That what you worked a lifetime for is there to care for you first. It's great if there's something left over to leave as a legacy to your children, but more importantly, to care for you first. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Upcoming workshops on November 3rd and November 17th. Don't miss out. They're free. Sign up today. Don't believe you have until tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. Again, I'm going to repeat this first half of the show in the second half so you can listen to it again, get all the information, then call and get into the workshop. Don't wait. Thanks so much. We'll see you at the workshop. This is Bob Scrivano for Assets and Aging. See you next week.